Hi there, this is Harry. Welcome back to Advanced English Lessons with Harry, where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language, to help you with your conversational skills, your business English skills, interview skills, whatever your goals are, we're here to help. And for those of you and your friends or family who want one-to-one lessons, well, you know what to do. Just get in touch, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and you can apply for a free trial lesson, and we'd be very happy to hear from you and very happy to help you. And in the advanced English lesson today, we're going to look at different ways to say I am sick. I've actually been sick for the last 10 days. I got a really bad virus. I don't know what it was, but I'm just about getting over it, but it was really bad and I had to cancel lots and lots of lessons. So while I was in my sick bed, I was thinking about how many different ways can I tell you guys how to say I am sick. So here I've put them together in this particular lesson and I hope you enjoy them and you get to practice them. Okay, so it's an advanced English lesson and it's 16 ways in which you can say I feel sick or I feel ill. Okay, now some of them are formal, some of them are less formal, some of them are almost slang, some of them can be a little bit funny, or the situation which gives rise to using the expressions can be a little bit funny. Okay, so the first one is, I feel crap, and here we've got to put that intonation into it. I feel crap. I don't know what it is. I just woke up this morning feeling crap. I can't do anything. I could hardly get myself out of the bed. Now, some people could be a little bit more demonstrative and say I feel shit, because crap and shit really are the same word. Crap is just a little less rude than shit. Not so much, but it's a little less rude. So if you hear crap or shit, really it means the same thing, but you're not really, really good. Number two, I don't feel so good. So you can't actually put your finger on exactly how you feel. Well, what's wrong? Have you got a pain in your stomach or have you got a headache? I don't know. I don't feel so good. I think I'll just stay in bed for another couple of hours. Perhaps I just need another bit of a rest and I'll be fine after a little bit of light breakfast. So it's just a way for somebody expressing that they don't know particularly what it is, or there's no particular sickness with a name. It's just that they don't feel so good. I don't feel so good. Okay. Now, they could just say, I don't feel good. That's one way of saying it. I don't feel so good. In this situation, we're using so to put a little bit more emphasis to underline the fact, I don't feel so good. I really think I'm coming down with something, but I just don't feel so good. Number three, I'm out of sorts. Now, out of sorts could mean lots and lots of things. Again, it could be a tummy upset, a tummy bug. It could be some headaches, or could be generally just feeling unwell. So we say, he's a little bit out of sorts. He has been for a few days. So it could be a way of describing young kids when they're not really able to verbalize how they feel, but you know, when you look at them and you know how they're reacting, either not sleeping so well, or they're waking up in the middle of the night, or they're vomiting a little bit. So they're just a little bit out of sorts. So you take them along to the doctor just to be on the safe side and just to check it out. So to be out of sorts. Now, we can also be out of sorts if we're perhaps a little bit stressed mentally or otherwise. We're under a bit of pressure at home, under a bit of pressure at school for exams, under a bit of pressure at work for lots of reasons. So we're a little bit out of sorts, but we'll be okay in a few days. Generally, some fresh air, some rest, or a long weekend might resolve all those problems, to be out of sorts. Number four, I don't feel the best. Again, a little bit like I don't feel so good. I don't feel the best. Well, the best is 100%. So if you don't feel the best, if you're feeling less than 100%, then of course you're not the way you'd like to be. So I don't feel the best. So if you get an invitation from your friends for a coffee morning, join the book reading club, a walk in the hill, whatever it might be, you say, look, I think I'll give it a miss. I don't feel the best and I'll just be, I'd be like a wet blanket. Yeah, I won't be so enjoyable. I won't be so much fun to be around. I'll catch up with you again. I don't feel the best. Very formal, just say, I'm unwell. So if somebody asks you, why are you not at work today? Why are you not at school today? Why are you not going to university today? Well, I'm unwell. Now, that might just stop people asking any other questions, because unwell can cover a multitude of sins. So, I'm unwell, I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm unwell, I'll take the day off. If I don't feel any better tomorrow, then I'll go to the doctor. So you can give explanations or further information or more detail, depending on the relationship between you and the boss. If he needs more information, you and the headmistress or the headmaster at the school, perhaps the mother or the father has to ring up and just say that Johnny won't be at school today because he's unwell. Perhaps that's sufficient. You know, if he's going to the doctor or the dentist, you might add that. But if he's feeling unwell, you're not quite sure yet what it is, well, then all you need to say is, Johnny is unwell today. We'll see how he is tomorrow. I might take him to the doctor then. Okay? One of the really good expressions, very old-fashioned British English expression is, I feel under the weather today. Yeah, under the weather. So maybe the weather's, the sun is shining or the skies are clear, but you're not feeling like that. So you feel under the weather. So you feel a little bit ill. I can't put my finger on it, but I just feel under the weather. You know, the way that the temperature has been changing up and down, some days plus 14, other days plus 8. And, you know, that's the problem with the air pressure. It seems to affect me more than it affects anybody else. I don't know if it's the same for you, but really, I feel under the weather. So I'm going to stay at home. I'm going to relax. I'm going to put my feet up. I'm not going to do too much. And even when I look at that screen on the computer, it gives me a headache. So yeah, just generally feeling under the weather. Oh, again, we mentioned before, when we say I'm not feeling the best, it's all about percentages. So you can literally say, ah, I'm not 100%. I haven't been for a couple of weeks. I've just felt a bit low on energy, or maybe I need some vitamin C, or I tell you what I need. I need a really good holiday. I need a big dose of sunshine. No, I can't wait for spring and the early sun rays to hit me, because I'm really, really feel like I need it. So at the moment, I'm just not 100%. I'm going to go into the office, of course. I'm not sick enough to stay at home, but I'm definitely not 100%. So I'm going to take it easy. I'll leave the office on time. I won't do any overtime or anything like that, because, yeah, I'm just not really 100%. Now, if you really feel bad and you want a nice way of describing it, you can say, I feel ghastly. Again, very British English and very well pronounced. I feel ghastly. Now, it's spelt G-H-A-S-T-L-Y, and make sure you get the pronunciation correct. But I feel ghastly. I mean, oh, it must have been something I ate. So if you've got a bit of stomach cramps, and perhaps you've got a little bit of food poisoning, something like that. So when you wake up in the morning, oh, you know it, that you've got a problem. You're not vomiting or anything yet, but you think you might. So you ring up the office, or you send a text message. You say, look, I'm not going to come in today. I feel ghastly. I was out last night and I think it must have be something that I ate, some fish or meat that hasn't agreed with me, is the way we express it. But I really feel ghastly. And some people can take a look at you, your partner, say, oh my goodness, you look ghastly. How do you feel? You're white, or you're clammy, or your skin is wet. So yeah, I think you need to get back into bed. I'll bring you a hot cup of something. Yeah. Okay. So to feel ghastly, or to look ghastly, not ghostly. Remember, ghostly is something different entirely. It's to do with being white, but I feel, or I look ghastly. Look at the spelling of it and get the pronunciation. I feel ghastly. Now, the next one is really descriptive and quite amusing. So if you wake up in the morning and you've got aches and pains in every part of your body, from your head to your toes, your arms, your shoulders, your legs, your back, whatever it is, perhaps it's the beginning of some flu or some other virus like that, we often use the expression, ah, I feel like a bus hit me, or I feel as if I have been hit by a bus. Exactly the same.
Like I've been hit by a bus.
So you can imagine, you know, one of those cartoons that we used to watch many, many years ago with the cat or the mouse, and the Sylvester the cat gets hit by the bus, yeah, and he's really in a bad way. So that's exactly how you or I might feel when we wake up that morning and we try to get our head off the pillow, we try to get out of the bed, and I don't know what happened, but every part of my body aches. I feel as if a bus hit me, or I feel as if I have been hit by a bus. Bang. Just like Sylvester the cat or Tom and Jerry, the other cartoon which always involved somebody getting hit by something. Number 10, I feel as if I'm coming down with something. Again, here is a situation where you can't be so explicit because you just really don't know what it is, but you've got those signs and you've had it before. So you've got a little bit of a headache, a runny nose, a little bit of a cough, general feeling of muzziness around your eyes where your perhaps the nasal passages or the sinuses are blocked. So yeah, I feel I'm coming down with something. I think it's one of those summer flus, one of those winter bugs, whatever it might be, but I feel as if I'm coming down with something expresses exactly how you feel at that moment because you're not able to describe any other way. And then when you go to the doctor, he can confirm, yeah, it's just the flu. Stay at home, stay warm, lots of drinks. And if you feel bad or worse in a few days, give me a call and we can see what we can do. Okay, so at the moment, it's just coming down with something, summer flu, winter flu, whatever it might be. Okay. Now, we can also talk about if we have a bug, stomach bug in particular, so either we've got diarrhea or vomiting. I say, oh, I must have picked something up in the swimming pool, or I picked something up from the kids, or I picked something up on the holiday in the airplane. These are the type of places where we are likely to get some sort of a bug. And when we do feel bad and we do feel sick and we do feel ill, these are the sort of places that we mention because it's likely that if we visited one of them recently, then that's what's happened. So flying home on the holiday, we picked something up in the airport or we picked something up in the swimming pool. Either the water wasn't so clean and we swallowed some water or we swallowed some water in the shower. So yeah, I picked up something, or I picked up something from the kids. I picked something up at school. I picked something up on the holiday. So it's not that you literally bent down and picked it up off the ground, but you got it from somebody. They passed it on to you. And these are how these bugs get around and spread around. So I don't feel so well. Perhaps it'll take a couple of days, but I must have picked something up on the holiday in the airport or on the plane. Now, the next one is a funny one. It's an expression that they use in British English all the time, and I'll explain it to you. Now, the expression is to pull a sickie, okay? To pull a sickie. And usually when people are sick, they have to, or they used to have to write a note to their boss. Now they do it by email, of course, or text, or whatever way they do it, or WhatsApp. But it used to be that you had to write a note, a sick note, to your boss to say that you weren't feeling well for one or two days and the doctors told you to stay at home. So when somebody pulls a sickie, what we mean is that they take a sick day without really being sick. Yeah. Oh, he always pulls sickies at this time of the year because he likes to go away for the weekends. You just watch next month or the week after that, he'll be sick on a Friday or he'll be sick on a Monday because he goes away for the weekends. So when somebody pulls a sickie, it's when they want to take a day off work, but they're not really sick at all. Ah, he's a great one for pulling sickies, yeah? Everybody falls for it. Nobody checks it, yeah? He works hard, but you know what he's like during the summer? He likes his time off, so he's a terrible man for pulling sickies. So to pull a sickie is when you take a day off without really being sick. Now, getting back to the reality of illnesses, when somebody has a virus, and often when we have a virus, it's called a virus without really knowing what it is. So, it's some sort of virus. So you could get that from the doctor to tell you when you go, yeah, it's some sort of virus that a lot of people have been in here in the last couple of weeks. Well, if the doctors don't know what it's called, how are we supposed to know what they are called? But it's a great way for covering everything, yeah? A catch-all situation. So if you're feeling unwell, you've got that runny nose, you've got those headaches, you've got a bit of vomiting, you've got something like, or it's some sort of virus that they've picked up. Yeah, just stay in bed, stay warm, hot drinks. You should be okay in a couple of days. And generally we are. So this is what happens with viruses. They come and they go. Yeah. And kids, particularly kids in creches, are devils for getting these little viruses. They go around, they touch each other, they pick up each other's toys, they put them in their mouths. And if one child is sick, unknown to everybody else, then, of course, you bring him or her home, and guess what? You get the virus as well. So it's some sort of a virus, not knowing exactly what it is. Now, there are situations when people are sick for particular reasons. One of them, when somebody's expecting a baby, yeah? So then you feel sick in the mornings, or what we call morning sickness. So if you say, I have morning sickness, I'm nauseous, then it means that you're either vomiting or you feel like vomiting quite a lot, particularly in the early months of pregnancy. Okay, so people who suffer really badly from that, then it's very difficult for them to get into work, and all they want to do is rest or to be as close to the bathroom as they possibly can. Okay, so to be nauseous, and just be careful with the pronunciation of that word. You'll see it appearing on the screen. Nauseous, nauseous, nauseous. I feel nauseous. I feel as if I'm going to be sick. Are you nauseous? Yes, I feel nauseous. Okay, so morning sickness is sometimes associated with nauseous, yeah, or nauseous is associated with morning sickness. Of course, you can be nauseous for other reasons. You could have eaten something that didn't agree with you and you will be nauseous. You could have had one or two drinks too many and you'll certainly be nauseous. But those unfortunate women who suffer from morning sickness when they are pregnant, then yes, then it is nauseous. They feel nauseous. Now, another way which is very, very forced on us because we've just had too much to drink is when we have a hangover. So we know exactly why we are feeling sick or nauseous. We know exactly why we've got that terrible headache in the morning when we try to lift our head off the pillow and we just can't get it more than a few centimeters. And we can say, I've got a raging hangover, a raging hangover. Well, of course you have. You celebrated late into the night and you insisted on that last beer or that last bottle of wine. And of course, it's always the last drink that gets you. Yeah. So the next day, what else and how else are you going to feel other than really sick? So you feel that you've got a raging hangover. Luckily, it's a Saturday or luckily it's a Sunday and you should be okay 24 hours later when you have to go to work. So if you're feeling unwell because of a certain amount of alcohol that you've consumed, then you can use the expression, I have a raging hangover, and raging like a bull running around, and your head is thumping, yeah, your stomach is churning, you really, really don't feel so good. So what you need is a dark room and to lie down and let it pass, okay, is to have a raging hangover. And then finally, something associated with nauseous and also associated with hangovers is I was throwing up my guts all night. Yeah. So this is a real expressive way of saying that I don't feel well or I'm feeling sick. I have or I was throwing my guts up all night. So you can imagine the picture, the scene. I'm sure we've all been there before for whatever reason it happens to be. So I was throwing up my guts all night. So you're spent a lot of the time in the bathroom near the toilet. And as they like to say in Ireland, I spent all night talking to God in the great white telephone. So in other words, I was holding on to the toilet and I was being sick quite frequently and quite often. So not quite a nice picture. Very sad to be in that situation. But you know, it's part of life and we have to go through it. Well, we don't have to, but we usually do go through those things. Okay, so there's your 16 ways in which you can say, I am sick or I am ill. I'll just run through them one more time. I feel crap. I don't feel so good. I'm out of sorts. I don't feel the best. I am unwell. I feel under the weather today. I'm not 100%. I feel ghastly. I feel as if a bus hit me. I have or I'm coming down with something. I picked up something in the airport or wherever. He pulled a sickie last week, another sickie. He's not really sick at all. It's some sort of virus going around. I have morning sickness, nauseous. I have a raging hangover, I was throwing my guts up all night. Okay, so 16 ways. Try to practice them. Hopefully you don't experience the symptoms, but try to practice them. Try to talk about situations when you can use them. If you still don't understand them, come back to me. I'll give you some further explanations. Okay, so this is Harry thanking you for watching and for listening. Join me again for the next lesson.